Hi guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. My name is Brooke and I'm here, I guess, not really solo because we have a very special guest joining in just a few minutes. But for now, you just have me. It's just me, Brooke, here without Danielle today because we have Gretchen Garrity coming on the show. She is one of Danielle and I's very, very, very good friends. Just such a positive light in her life. And she always comes up on the show just in conversation and stuff. And we actually know that she's a big listener of the show. So we're very excited about that. Very excited to have her on. She's headed to my apartment right now. So I wanted to quickly record this little intro because I think it's going to be a great episode. So if you guys are new to the show, be sure to subscribe. We post these episodes every single Wednesday and we're very excited. We know this is Gretchen's first podcast, I believe. I just said, we know this is, and then I said, we believe, so I'm not really sure. But actually on a very serious note, I know that the day that this episode is going live, it is September 11th, which is a day that's very near and dear to my heart, particularly if you guys don't know, I'm from Long Island, New York, and my dad was actually a New York City firefighter for a very long time, from like before I was born through. He retired, I guess, what was it, probably 5 years ago now. So he was actually on duty at the time, and that's why it's just very near and dear to my heart. I know a lot of people that have been affected by 9/11 in my town and things of that sort. So I just wanted to say a special thanks to all of the first responders out there today, or just, you know, kind of sending my thoughts and prayers to everybody that was affected by this day. I know it was several years ago now, and it's so crazy because, you know, like my brother wasn't even born yet when 9/11 happened. Like, I don't really particularly remember it because I was like 3 or something. I don't know. Like, I don't have like a story to tell or anything. It's not even about me personally. It's just that it is an important day to remember and reflect and really cherish the loved ones in your life. And once again, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody out there who fights for our country every single day, and especially those first responders out there who fight to keep us safe every day in our country. So thank you guys so much, and hug your loved ones tight. And I didn't want this to go like super sad. It's actually Monday when I'm recording this, and I was really just like thinking about it, and then I was like looking ahead as to when the episode would go live, and I saw that it would go live on that day. And that day is a really just overall sad day for me, my family. I know a lot of people back at home, so I thought that it would be weird to not address it and just didn't feel right. But anyways, moving on to a more positive subject, super excited to have Gretchen here today. We had you guys submit a bunch of questions or just things that you wanted to hear Gretchen talk about. I know it's more, like, it's definitely easier for people to open up on a podcast than it is on YouTube, even though I think Gretchen's very similar to Danielle and I in the sense of expressing vulnerability online, which is something that I really respect. She's super open with her audience, which is something that Danielle and I both are as well. She started out as a YouTuber too, in terms of like social media and stuff, which is very similar to Danielle and I. I know she started like literally the same time as Danielle and I, kind of did YouTube through high school and college. And then you guys will hear more about like what she's up to these days and just her life. And she's a very highly requested guest. So like I said, excited to have her, and welcome to the show, Gretchen.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more, and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at macys.com/giftfinder.
All right. Yay! Okay, guys, so we are here now with Gretchen.
Hello.
Hi. This is Gretchen's first podcast, I just confirmed. So
excited.
I'm so excited you're here. This has been a long time coming. A long time in the works.
Oh my
god. A true gal on the go. Like,
I really
actually
am.
You're an OG, like, because you've been listening, like, pretty much since we first started.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I, like, lay by the pool, put in my AirPods, and I feel like I'm hanging out with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Well, we're happy to have you a part of the show. So we're going to include Gretchen in, like, the regular episode, what we always do, since you're a gal on the go yourself. So we'll start off with highlights and lowlights. Then he puts them in sound there. So per always, we will start with the lowlights and then end on a high note. So Gretchen, do you want to kick it off since you're the honorary guest today?
Yes. Okay. This is very on brand for what we're talking about today. And so my lowlight was I was driving through like BU campus the other day and I was so sad. I literally had like tears in my eyes. I was watching everybody, you know, like walk to class and the sidewalks were like full of people and all the new students and the freshmen. And I'm like, I want to be back right now.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I'm not moving in and just being with all my friends and like taking new classes. Like, I was so sad. I'm like, I want to like start my master's or something.
But. Is that weird? Like going, we could talk about this later, but is that weird? Like graduating and still being in the same city from school because you're kind of like still connected to it, like what's that like?
You're like hanging on, you're like, ooh, did I like graduate, like why am
no,
I still here?
No, but you're in like a major city. It's not like you're hanging around like in your college town. Like you're in Boston. Like it's still like
I feel like a big part of that was I was like, okay, I definitely have to move out of like the neighborhood I was in because I was right next to campus. I'd be like, I didn't feel like I graduated at all type of thing. It's weird in the sense that I feel like I should be back at school because I'm like, wait, I feel like I'm still a college student. Like, all my friends are there because a lot of my friends are, like, a year younger. But I guess not weird in the sense that since I know so many people in Boston, it makes it, like, that much easier, like, post-grad and, like, being an adult because, like, I still see all my friends that are still in school and, you know, like, my friends that graduated that are still in Boston. Like, so I feel like it's, like, pros and cons.
I feel like you have a good, like, best of both worlds situation right now.
Yeah. I can, like, pretend like I'm still in school.
Yeah,
like,
if you want.
Party.
You roll up. They're like, Gretchen's here.
Literally.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
No, but I didn't realize. I mean, I did realize because I've driven through BU before. But, like, in relation to, like, where people hang out in Boston, like, BU is, like, pretty centrally located.
Yeah, like, right by Fenway.
Yeah.
Fenway. Yeah.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's got to be interesting because, like, for me, it's, like, I miss college, but I'm seeing it, like, through the lens of other people because I'm so, like, far removed, I feel. But at the same time, I'm not because, you know, I talk to my friends all the time and some of them are still there. But, interesting. Yeah,
I feel like it's good that you're in a different city. Like, you're, like, separated. You're like, oh, this was, like, my college chapter. Now I'm, like, post-grad and, like, adult in Boston. And I, you know, don't have to go back to campus.
Exactly.
And, like, feel sad that I'm missing out on, like, parties because I'm, like, in Boston. But, yeah, definitely pros and cons.
There's pros and cons. Because then I don't get to see my friends. So it's like, at least you are still plugged in a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a low light, though. Post-grad is low light.
No, everyone was telling me, they're like, be prepared. Like, everyone is so sad post-grad. I'm like, wow, I'm really scared. And it is. I feel like you can, like, control it. Like, you just have to be so proactive and, like, make an effort to, like, talk to your friends and see people and stuff so that you don't get sad because everyone is, like, spread out and you're just like, wait, now what? I don't live in a suite with, like, seven other people type of thing, so.
And people are, like, actually busy and can't, like, just, like, hang out and, like
I have
mess around all day.
8-to-5 job.
A little busy. I hate that word busy, though. I've been, like, really overusing that, which is actually my low light. It's just that I have, like, a busy week ahead, which you would think that I'm someone that's like, I thrive off of being busy. But, like, honestly, I look forward to the days where I come home from work and I have nothing and I could just, like, chill on my couch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Your Sunday.
Yes.
You chill.
Yes. I love downtime. I don't know if you're this way.
No, I do.
You don't really Netflix and chill, though, do you?
I like it, but I feel stressed, like I should be doing something else. But, like, when I actually get myself to, like, lay the freak down and, like, watch some TV, I'm like, wow, I needed this kind of thing.
It's more like relaxing. I get that. Yeah. Because I feel like you're pretty, like, you like to be doing activities at least.
Yeah. Like, if I sit down in my bed and I'm, like, on my phone, I'm like, ooh, I gotta go, like, put away my laundry. Or, you know, like, I just worry about other things I should be doing. So.
That's, I could be on that level, too, especially now with, like, the limited time that I do have at home or, like, on weekends or something. I'm like, but I feel, honestly, guilty if I, like, spend my weekends here because I'm like, it's Saturday. Like, I have to go out and, like, do something.
So. Yeah.
Or it's, like, beautiful day or whatever it may be. So, I just hate that none of these days – and I'm – doing like fun things. Like I should say, like I have a friend in town, so like I'll probably go get dinner with her or like stuff like that. But I don't have any days yet that I could like just come home and like watch Hulu or like make dinner and like chill, which isn't essential to me. And I know that's not to everybody, but like that's what I like look forward to.
Yeah. So your lowlights being so busy.
Yeah. But I hate that word busy too.
Yeah, I know, oh my gosh. I hate it.
Because people are like, I'm so busy. Everyone's and like busy. It's an excuse. And I get it. Everybody's busy in their own unique way. So maybe we need a new word. What else can we do instead of busy?
I'm so
occupied. Yeah. I'm so occupied. I don't even know what you would say. It's
like, so caught up in all my things. So caught up.
Yeah. I know. Because I feel like it's competition of like the busyness these days, you know what I mean? It's everyone being like, well, I have a lot going on. Like, well, I have a lot going on. It's like, okay, well, who hustles harder? Like, I just feel like it's so that way, especially like online and stuff. So I try not to be that way, although I feel like I'm feeding into that too. Mm. So it's okay. We're going to...
Yeah, I feel like I think of you and Danielle as being so like efficient and productive. You like motivate me to be that way. Well, but yeah, I feel like you're like balanced. Like you have a good balance, or at least you,
you.
Aim
I
to
try.
Be that way. You guys should see her apartment right now. It's freaking spotless. Like the place is amazing.
Well, it's also like not many people... I mean, I'll have some friends over on weekends and stuff, but like... I mean,
yeah, like I saw your story. You were like, okay, I don't have a dog, like tearing up my apartment. Like, I live alone. Like, it's like, I just keep it tidy, pick up my messes. Like, that's
exactly. And then I'll vacuum, like, when I need to vacuum. And I feel like that, like, I have hardwood, so it's pretty easy to keep it clean, you know? Yeah, thank you, though. I try my best. It's like one area. But then I, like, throw everything in the closet. I'm like, oh, I'll deal with it later.
You're like, don't look at the closet. Don't. Just don't even go
the
there.
Dress. I'm, like, not good at, like, folding my clothes, like, little things like that.
Yeah. So no, me too.
We're working on it. That's like, we're working on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Highlights, though.
Okay, highlights.
Bring it up.
So I think my highlight, so it's like for the past week, because you guys record every week. So in the past week, I went to a wedding and it was so fun. Like me and Brooke were just saying how we feel like we barely ever take time away from filming and we're just filming every moment. Yeah. Or it's almost like an innate like behavior now. Like I'll see something or something funny will happen and I'll be like, oh, I need to get my vlog camera.
Yeah.
And so this weekend I went to a wedding and I left my vlog camera home and I'm like, I'm going to take the weekend to like be in the moment and stuff would happen. And I'd be like, ooh, this should be on camera. But I'm like, no, this is good for me to like interact with humans and not be staring into like my camera screen.
Of course.
So that was just my highlight. It was like, really trying to live in the moment and like dancing on the dance floor with all these like fun like that's family so members nice. At a wedding, you know? So it was just so good to like be present and just like purely have fun and not be worrying about other things.
That's very nice, honestly. Yeah, because we were just talking about this, how we're in like these perpetual states of like vlogging. And I don't know about you, like I've never been like this. Even when I was in college, like I would, if I vlogged during the week, I wouldn't on the weekend or like vice versa. And now I feel like every day it's picking up the camera. So that's really nice that you got to.
I feel like I'm always kind of filming or I'm like worried something cool will happen and I won't have my camera. So I'm like, oh, I got to film this. And then it'll be like an hour long vlog. I'm like, what am I doing?
I know. Or everything's documented. Like I was even thinking Saturday night, I went out and I didn't vlog from like the time before I went out till like the next morning. And I was like, this is so like weird. I feel like, cause it's just like a night of like erased. Like there's no like documentation of it.
It's so mysterious.
Exactly. And like, that's so, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting thought because it's like, someone told me one time, like when like influencers they follow, this was like a, like one of my friends in college, like when influencers that they follow, like don't post at night, they know that they're like having a good time or something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I never thought about it like that. Yeah. Isn't that so weird?
That's so true.
It's like you go like rogue on social media and you're like, they must be having fun.
Yeah. Like, that's so true. You're like posting like beautiful stories the whole night. It's like, you're too caught up in like social media. Like the nights that there's nothing, you're like, okay, you literally had fun.
Yeah. And you had a night to remember.
A night to remember the memes.
That's nice though. And that was with Max and his
family. Yeah, and his family. Yeah.
That's so sweet. I feel like they have the cutest like little families.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I feel like I'm just a part of the fam, Oh my god, they're adorable.
I love that. Okay, well, my highlight was, we're talking about my weekend. I just live for my weekends now, so. Yeah.
Working for the weekend, baby.
Yeah, you get it. I just value time so much more now, so when I can, like, have my relaxing Sunday and, like, in the morning, I, like, did my Netflix, like, make avocado toast, like, relaxing, and then I went and got a facial, which was incredible. Like, you don't realize how relaxing they are until you go and you're sitting like under the blanket and you're like, wow, this is like, it's like a massage on your face. Like, it's actually incredible. So I went to this place called Realer in Newton? Is that
Newton,
what it is?
Yeah.
Newton.
Me and Boston. So cute. Newton. Yeah, that's not too far, I don't think.
They have one by, so I went to the Brighton one first because there's two locations. So I drove like literally through BU and then I went to the wrong location. They were like, you're at the wrong place. Oh, so all I was right. Like, oh, all right.
Okay.
but it was great. Yeah, relaxing.
Oh, wow.
Hey guys, just popping in to talk to you guys briefly about HelloFresh. You guys already know HelloFresh is one of my favorites. They make cooking delicious meals at home a reality, which I love. And they give you step-by-step recipes to pre-measured ingredients. We love that. It's really nice because you can kind of break out of your dinner rut. They have 20 plus seasonal chef-curated recipes each week, which I love. And they're very flexible, so you can add extra meals to your weekly order, as well as yummy add-ons like garlic bread and cookie dough. I am here for that. So for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/galsonthego80 and enter the code galsonthego80. That's HelloFresh.com/galsonthego80 and enter the code galsonthego80. All right, back to the rest of the episode.
That's a good thing to do on a Sunday. Just set up your whole week.
Yeah. I'm
like, wow, I'm so refreshed.
Yeah.
Needed this.
I like to like look ahead at the week and like, you know, look. I think that's like was the highlight low light for me is like I was planning my week, which was like made me feel good. But then at the same time, I was like, wait, I have no chill time.
Yeah.
Like stress because like I need
to put in my chill time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people need like thinking time in their schedule. I don't know. I'm not like that efficient with my calendar, but I just try to like leave open spaces so that I can do me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I should plan out my times like that. It's all over the place. Anybody that knows me realizes, is like, oh my god.
I feel like I need to learn more about your calendar.
If anyone saw like a real day in my life, it would be like, what are you doing? Like, half the time it's me running around my apartment like naked, like no clothes.
I feel like your days are like full, but they're very sporadic.
Oh, like yeah, like there could be a day of doing so much or doing like the randomest stuff or like nothing. It's just it like depends.
Oh my gosh. That just terrified me, you guys. I hear like a guitar out of nowhere. Like,
do you not know what that is?
What?
I don't know if this can go.
Is it your birth control
my
alarm?
My birth control alarm.
That's like, no, we talk about brazen on the show.
Yeah, I mean, I always talk about birth control. Now I always have to have an alarm at 9 or I like forget to take it. So if that tells you the kind of person I'm all over the place.
Wait, I just take mine before I go to bed.
That's smart. But if you can make yourself do it, but I would just forget. So that's
I like literally keep it on my bedside. Like I have friends over them. Like, yeah, nice. Like, what do I have to hide though? Yeah. Like, it's like
no,
it's women's health. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like now it's like some people are, I'm sure will be like weird about it, but I remember this girl in my class at like noon every day, like her like birth control would go off and she would whip out her pills and like take the pill and I'd be like, all right, honestly, girl, get it. Like
get after it. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I guess the problem with before bed is that, you know, on weekends it's 2 a.m. and then it's 10 a.m. So 10 a.m. Nope.
Yeah.
It's 10 p.m.
No,
like
exactly.
Most nights, but I don't really know. Yeah.
I feel like you're disciplined enough to, like, get it done. But I need the alarm.
I try my best. Yeah. I know Danielle has an alarm, too, with her. Really? And it, like, goes off. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, now current favorite.
These are a few of my favorite things. Call myself all of my favorite things.
Yeah.
My current
I'm so excited.
Are my tattoos.
Yes.
Yeah. Guys, I just showed Brooke my tattoos and we're loving them. I just love how, well, obviously how meaningful they are.
Yes.
I'm not going to start crying. Don't worry. But obviously they're so meaningful just for my dad. And then
they're
I just
so
love how like simple and little they are. So they're not like, I was just saying, I didn't like show up here with a sleeve. Like, yeah. Hello, Brooke. Welcome back to my YouTube. But no, yeah, I just like how simple they are, and I can like show them when I want to and not when I don't want to, and that they like mean a lot. And
I don't know,
I feel like I just learned so much about tattoos, like talking to the tattoo artist, and she's like, they're kind of like a form of like creative expression
that you
never like thought of before. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly how it is. So I just love that.
They're my favorite right now. They look so like it's so classily done, so minimal, but at the same time, like I love them. Yeah, they
you guys are wondering, went to Stingray in Boston because my friend Natalie always went. And yeah, they just did a great job. We literally got the smallest tattoos and our tattoo artist worked with us for like 3 hours to make sure they were like exactly how I wanted them to be. And I was like freaking out and she's like, no, it's fine. It's like your first time. Like I get it. So it was just such a good experience. And
I love when places make you feel comfortable. Like that's such a big like tattoos are a huge deal. Like, yeah. You can't, like, go somewhere that you don't feel totally comfortable. I love that. Yeah. So oh, I'm very happy for you, Gretchen. That's awesome. Thank you. Look really great. So special. So,
yeah.
Love. I need to finish watching. You vlogged that day, right?
I just posted it. Literally, okay. Right before I came over here, posted it. I just posted it on Instagram. So, yeah.
I'm going to watch.
See all about it. Yeah.
I'm going to watch. Yeah. You guys have to go check it out. I have no experience with tattoos. So you want any.
Okay, and they do hurt. Everyone's like, they don't hurt. And these are like the tiniest little things. Like, they freaking hurt. It felt like there
really?
Was like a needle in your skin, because that's what it is. But it's kind of like I said in my vlog, it's like, feels like you're getting your ears pierced. Like, it really hurts, but then it's over. So
how long approx each take?
Like, you guys, I have a little XO on my wrist and then a 143 on my ankle. And so they each took like under 2 minutes. Like, I would say a minute or a minute and a half. Like, so quick. Because they're so tiny.
Yeah, and they're very thin.
Yeah, and she was like, right, as you get used to the pain, it'll be over. And that's like exactly how it felt. So it wasn't bad. I just squeezed Lucy's hand and then it was done. So
that's so special that you guys got it all together.
Yeah. But I know like some people's like full chest pieces will take like 3 hours. So like, I don't know how they do it, but
the ones that have like legit like shading and like illustration to them, that's probably so painful.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people get used to it though. Like, so many people say it's not bad. Like, Lucy and my mom have gotten a bunch and they were like totally fine. We're like, it doesn't even hurt. So
dang.
Yeah. I guess it depends. Okay. But
well, that's a very special, like, first tattoo experience.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a really good favorite. Well, mine is, like, so, like, annoying after that. I'm, like, you're, like, talking about, like, your sentiment.
Like, tattoos. My lip balm.
I'm literally about to talk about my It's CC Matte face cream. Like,
wait, I think it's I used that one.
What is it? It's CC cream. Yeah.
Yes. That's the best.
But I get the matte one now because my skin gets oily throughout the day.
I should try.
Yeah. Do you have oily skin? I feel like your skin's like
I feel like it can glowy, get really glowy. That's like a good way to sweaty during the day.
No, your skin looks so good right now.
Oh, thank you. Is it I just have like powder.
Yeah. It's got to be the bioclarity.
But yeah, I should try out the matte. I didn't even know they had that.
I do. So I was on this like schedule of just doing like a concealer and then like powder over it. But then I realized I just wanted to go a little bit heavier on my face. Like, I just feel better about myself when I have foundation on for work or whatever. And this is, it's nice because it covers, but it doesn't feel cakey.
Mm-hmm. It's just a flawless look.
Yes.
I feel like the CC cream from Cosmetics looks so flawless. Like, that's the only like liquid that I put on my face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's a good, nice little lightweight situation if you guys are looking. And I don't even consider my skin to be that oily, but I think, you know, after hours of wearing makeup, it could, like, look a little...
I feel like anybody gets kind of...
Exactly. Kind like of in the dewy. T-zone.
Yeah. The little, like, so that could be good for anybody.
Yeah. It's really good stuff.
Do you use
doesn't break
the
me
medium
out.
Medium or the light medium?
I think I'm light medium. Light medium. Yeah, right now. Okay. What are you? You're pretty tan right now.
I think I always use the medium. Now it's kind of light on me just because I'm, like, tan in the summer. I have tan, which is, like, very tan.
Yeah,
I
know.
I use it when I'm, like, in the Caribbean, like, on vacation, but... usually a medium, so.
Love. We love that. That's awesome. Yeah, I've been into makeup recently. I don't know. I kind of like sitting down and like doing it.
Yeah, it's like fun. You like feel good about it. And then after you're like, ooh, yes, queen.
Exactly. And like, I kind of, because I get up so early now, like it's kind of therapeutic for me to like do that while I get ready. Because it's like a gentle way to wake myself up versus being like, I do it like while I set my coffee and like just like, you know, I'll like eat my breakfast, like whatever I'm doing. And it's an art. Like, not actually.
No, I feel like so many girls like love taking their time to like do their makeup, like eat their breakfast, like getting ready in the morning. Because you just like feel so good about it, and it's like an easy way to wake up. And
it is.
Yeah.
And then I do my like little commute to work, which is nice too, because it's another like 30 minutes that I get to like listen to music or a podcast and like chill.
Yeah, so that's like a good routine. I like roll out of bed and then I'm usually late to something and then I just like cover my face in bronzer later and that's like it.
Like, but you like are working out though. You'll be like
so
murdering your body.
I really
like
don't have
trainer.
I always say that like I need to get into routine. We'll talk about
later. Okay, okay. Okay.
Like I just never have one.
Hey guys, taking a break from the episode to talk to you about Noom. So getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about learning healthier habits and feeling better about yourself, whether that's more stamina to keep up with your busy life, yes, or finally getting into those goal jeans, or just being more in tune with your body's needs and practicing more self-care, which is definitely the vibe that I'm on. I'm all about, you know, feeling your best. Obviously, looking your best is important, if you want to feel confident and all that stuff. But for me, it's just how I feel and genuinely how I feel at the end of the day, at the start of the day, stuff like that, which is why I've really been liking Noom. Noom is great because it helps you achieve your specific goals. Like I said, if you want to look better, if you want better self-care, or you want to feel better in your clothing or whatever it may be. So Noom is actually a habit-changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses, which is what I really like here. It's all like the basis of it is education. It's not necessarily it has to be used for restriction or for limitation. It's all about like understanding what's going in your body, because no food is good or bad or off limits. Noom teaches moderation and can be used in conjunction with many pre-existing popular diets if you want. It's not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. So if you go off track, there's like no shaming. It's definitely something that can work for everyone. And like I said, it's been helping me with that whole like education component of food. So if you guys want to check it out, you don't have to change it all in one day. You can take some small steps and make some big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/GOTG. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/GOTG to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/GOTG, the last weight loss program you'll need. All right, well, speaking of which, do you have a goal for the week?
Goals!
Awesome! Oh, wow!
Oh, my goal. Okay, so this is good for me. I remember thinking that my goal is to just work on being more independent and, like, preparing myself for Max to leave and just not having, like, literally, like, a companion, like, all day, every day. Like, he's, like, my, like, golden retriever puppy that, like, does everything with me. So just, like, losing that. And, like, Lucy left for Ireland yesterday. She's, like, fully moved there. So I feel like all these important people, like, leaving me, I'm just going to feel, like, lonely.
I'm here. Oh, my gosh. We'll hang out all the time.
So. I'm just going to show up. Like, I'm going to be, like, laying on your couch.
Yeah. I'll come home from work, Gretchen will, like, be here. She'll be like, hi. Yeah, what's up?
Like, hi. But yeah, I just need to be better at, like, being independent and, like, being okay with, like, spending alone time, because I'm so bad at that.
I feel like you, like, it was prior to Max, so you were, I don't really entirely know, yeah. Like, you were pretty decent about it, or?
Yeah. Like, okay-ish, but then I'm always like, oh, I'd rather be, like, hanging out with Lisa or Brooke or Lucy or Taylor, you know? So.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. I feel like you're one of those people that you just, like, thrive off of being with people. Oh, like, you're the true extrovert. Like, truly.
No, I just always want to be around people. Like, I never want alone time.
Yeah. I feel like that's, like, a twin thing, too.
Yes. People were saying that my YouTube video, they were like, oh, like, I'm a twin and I feel this way 100%. I'm like, when I'm alone, I, like, have anxiety and, like, am stressed that I'm, like, alone. That's definitely a twin thing. Yeah. And they were like, we're twins, like, the same thing.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. Oh, that's 100% what it is.
And Lucy's like, oh, I'm fine being
alone. Really?
She's like, I need my alone time. Yeah, we're, like, so different, but...
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
That's got to be why it is.
Yeah.
Because I would say that I'm an extrovert in the sense that, like, when I'm with people, I get energy. Like, I was so... Honestly, I was having a really bad day. Like, you know, like, we were talking about this. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm with you, I'm in, like, such a positive mood. Like, I'm good. And, like, I do get energized by being with people. And that's extrovert energy. So you are the truest extrovert right now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's what... Guys, I wish they could see us, like, crying earlier, being, messes. But I knew
we're Snapchatting each other, like...
literally. I was, like, right as I get to Brooks and we're filming this, like...
Recording.
I'm, like... It's like, we're gonna be so good.
Exactly.
We're gonna be so happy.
I knew that this would be like do wonders for our moods. So
yes, exactly.
And we've been planning doing this for a while and like playing around with the dates and stuff, but this worked out well.
Happy to be here.
Yay, welcome. My goal this week is actually related to Gals on the Go. So we are working on our second merch drop, and Danielle and I are super involved with the process. So I just wanna finish that up. And yeah, it's like, that's where it's like hard with projects, like outside projects, with communicating with people that, because they're also on their own, you know, 8 to 5, 9 to 5 schedule. And then I'm on my 9 to 5 schedule. Mm-hmm. So I can't really necessarily be like communicating with them, like taking phone calls, like while I'm at work, obviously.
Yeah.
But then I'm not going to make them like stay on the phone with me after they're done with their work day. So it's harder than it sounds to make like things like that work.
But Sunday morning, 6 a.m. Good morning.
like call them up. Hope you had a great Saturday night. Just wanted to connect.
Hi, it's me, Brooke.
They wouldn't probably be. I text them because I'm up at 5:30. So if I think of something, like I'm like one to get like random like bursts of ideas or something. So they'll get texted at like 6 a.m. sometimes.
I love the text from Brooke at 6
a.m. Oh my gosh, stop. I do my best thinking in the morning. That's like my creative burst.
I think that's like a thing that you're like your brain is like the most active in the morning. Something. Like you should take hard classes in the morning. Like I've heard that.
Really?
Yeah. Get them over with. Like,
It's so funny because I used to never be a morning person like in my entire life until the most recent like 3 months.
Really?
Yeah.
You feel like you've like gotten used to your routine and you're like good with it now. Like you're not like falling asleep at your desk or anything.
I just... Yeah, well, not falling asleep on my desk. And I've learned to, like, enjoy mornings versus I used to, like, dread them. Like, the night before, I'd be like, oh, I have to wake up early. Like, I have to do X, Y, Z tomorrow. And now I just, like, find, like, little things to look forward to in every day. If that, I know that sounds so cheesy, but
no, that's cute. That's, like, I'm happy for you. That's so good. Because who wants to, like, wake up stressed every morning? Like,
exactly. You know, so. Exactly. And I like giving myself more time. So I guess that's where we can kind of talk about post-grad.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was it for the little intro. Well, you guys have already met Gretchen, obviously, with the highlights and lowlights. But if you had to, like, give yourself... like a little intro. Do people ever ask you for that? Like they'll be like, tell me like, you know, about yourself. I guess you didn't do like job interviews, but like, what do you say when people ask you that?
That reminds me of like my video on YouTube that's like, draw my life or whatever.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Ago. So I'm Gretchen, if you haven't seen my videos, but on my Instagram before, and I'm 22, just like Brooke, and also living in Boston, post-grad from Boston University, and just living my best life.
Living your best life. And Gretchen and I and Danielle have been friends for a very long time. I was trying to like put a year on it. We probably were friends like my both of our freshman years of college, I think we met maybe.
Yeah.
Or like connected at
least. I feel like I've just known of you since like the beginning of my YouTube days. Like we have all like we're all like originals. Like we have been around since the beginning of time, I feel like on YouTube. And everyone will be like, oh, did you start like a year ago? I'm like, no, like 7 years ago.
I know.
We have been around for a while. We've like seen YouTube through its ups and its downs and all the people and
I went on my channel the other day and it says I don't think I posted my first video, but it said I created my channel in 2010. I was like
mine was created in 2012.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy. It's a long time
ago. We're old. Oh my gosh.
That's like OG status though. Yeah. So that's why we've really been with it for a while. And that's the cool thing I think about it. It's cool and it's weird in the same sense that you could go back and like literally watch us like growing up.
Yeah.
And like see us like change and like our, even just our interests and like videos we used to do. Like so
and me like crazy. Look so different. I always think of when we're like 80, we'll be like, oh, look at like myself when I was so cute in like college.
It's so weird.
Isn't that so weird?
The weirdest thing is thinking about like my kids one day like watching my vlogs. Like oh my god, that like trips me out.
Like when they're like our age, like when they're 22, they'll see when like we were 22. Mm-hmm. That's so weird.
Or even when they're like in middle school, high school, like are they gonna be like, oh, like my mom like, well, who knows? I mean, I'm sure YouTube will still be around, is it? But will it be like a used to do YouTube? Like, that's so weird.
She used to be a YouTuber on that thing called YouTube that nobody does anymore, you know?
Who knows what it will be like in 15 years?
I wonder.
I don't know.
I'm going to be doing YouTube till I'm like 85.
Oh, I know, you always say that.
I'm going to be like, welcome back. Here's how you make my apple pie.
But that'll be so good for you when you have like a little fam. And like, I feel like you are really good about like being super open on your YouTube channel, like with all aspects of your life, all friends.
Tell it all.
Yes.
Birth control alarm and all.
No, that's good. That's like what I strive to do. But then it's so hard because it's like, there's certain things you just don't want to share, don't feel comfortable sharing. So it's hard to draw that line. And I think with vloggers, that's where like the line is very faded these days. Yes. Yeah.
Because I feel like some stuff that some people are like comfortable talking about, other people are like, no way. And like obviously with my dad, that's something that's so hard. But I'm like, I know that like I want to share bits and pieces that I'm comfortable with because it will help so many people that are in a like similar situation. Mm-hmm. And like everyone in that situation feels like they're the only one. So like in situations like that, I know it's like so helpful, but it gets so tough. So
no, that is so incredibly helpful. And I can't like, I'm sure that it's incredibly difficult to like open up about those things, but you have to think about
all the people you're like impacting and
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I remember you talked about how you talked to Caitlin B and like watched her videos about mm-hmm. it. Like think about
that helps so
how
much.
Many people. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I could be like how Caitlin was for me, for anybody mm-hmm. else, like that means the world, you know? So
it's so special. Yeah. It's really special. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really turned a bad situation around with that. So helping people out. So about just Boston in general, because I just moved here, like we know. well, I didn't just move here. I was thinking about it. Like I moved here like 3 months ago now.
That's so
I know.
Crazy.
I feel like a true Bostonian. I know. I like actually. So I think I'm like done decorating my apartment, but there's definitely some more like I want to do. But I was like thinking about it. I was like, oh no, like I've only been here a little bit. Like I still have more time. And I'm like, holy crap! Like I'm already like.
It looks perfect.
A quarter into my lease.
It
thank you.
It like perfect. I wouldn't do anything. Yeah. Oh, this place is amazing.
I'm trying my best. Okay. Well, questions about Boston because people are asking. Well, also, like, do you meet like a million subscribers when you're just walking around Boston? Oh, I feel like you're the Boston girl.
Yes. Like every day. I feel like a lot of that like originated just from going to BU and being at BU because, I mean, my freshman year I would meet people here and there, but especially like I feel like it started my sophomore year because everyone would see, you know, like Boston University move-in vlog or like dorm room tour, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So then I quickly became like the BU like YouTube girl. And just by my senior year, like everybody at BU like knew who I was. Not to sound like conceited.
No,
but you know what I mean?
Like, every time you plug it into the search, it comes to the search. The Google.
Yeah.
The Google.
The interweb.
No. But Boston University is also, I didn't realize like how huge of a school it is.
Yeah, it's huge.
How did I miss this? Like I never realized. I don't know. What's wrong with me?
Yeah, and so I feel like I would just like meet people all the time, and I was just like the Boston BU like YouTube girl. And so now, I mean, I know like if I go to like Newberry Street, Boylston Street, or like you know like
the popular
cute
areas.
Little shops or like Brandy Melville, like I just meet girls all the time.
Seaport.
The weirdest. This reminds me. The other day, I met a girl like pumping my gas, and I'm like, this is so funny. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I can meet people in like the randomest of places, but. I do all the time, and everyone always, like, feels weird coming up to you, but I'm like, no, like, I literally meet people, like, all day, every day. Like, you're so good, sis. We're already friends. Like, I love this. So.
I would much rather people come say hi than, like, I hate the DMs afterwards. Yeah. Like, oh, like, I got nervous. I'm like, I swear I would have given you, like, a hug. Like, I'm very open.
I don't bite. Yeah.
Because then it's like you feel bad because it's like, we're probably never going to see each other again.
Yeah.
Like, God,
yeah.
Like, what are the odds of we saw each other? Yeah.
And I feel like, especially for me, like we said, I hate being alone. So just running into people every day that I know, like, they should know that it's, like, making my day. It's, like, the best thing ever.
Yes. So. And it is a day maker because the thing is, like, they watch you and, like, they know your life. But you don't get to meet them. So it really is a treat to see it as, like, a two-way street and not just, like, a one-way relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. I love meeting people. It's my favorite.
I love that. I feel like you really are a Boston gal. So, question. Well, there was a lot of questions about winter here. How bad? What do I have to prepare for?
Oh, it's like, brutal. I remember my visit at BU. Like, I took my official visit for lightweight rowing. And we were on the launch, which is, like, the coach's boat that they take out, like, with the rowing boats. And it was just so windy and so freezing on the Charles River. I was like, I have just never been this cold in my entire life. Like, I will, like, freeze to death if I go here. Which I feel like on the river it was colder. But, I mean, just, like, walking through Boston and, like, on campus. And, like, it can just get so windy and
so bad
and so snowy. And, like, the car situation. Like, good thing we're in a garage because street parking and, like, the snow banks. And it's just going to be an ordeal.
I had to do covered parking because I figured like if I'm running out the door for work or something, like I can't shovel my car.
It gets like really freezing really bad. I feel like the snow almost wasn't too bad this past winter. Like it didn't even snow that much, but it like depends. It can be really bad. We'd have snow days the whole
thing. That's fun. That's fun when you're in college. Like college snow days are fun. We had like one at Georgia, like everyone, it wasn't even snow, it was like ice, but like everything shuts down because they don't know how to operate. Like they literally have no idea. And it was so fun though because everyone was like outside playing, and it's like it's more or less a darty, I would argue.
Snow day equals darty.
Actually, hope you guys are loving this episode with Gretchen. I wanted to tell you a little bit about Privé Revaux. So visionaries like Jamie Foxx, Ashley Benson, and Hailee Steinfeld aim to shake up the eyewear market, and they have done just that. Privé Revaux was founded on the belief that head-turning style shouldn't be a luxury reserved for just a select few. So they created high designer sunglasses, anti-blue light, and reader glasses starting at just $29.95. The perfect pair of glasses can make you feel like like the world is waiting for you to show it who's boss. Each pair of handcrafted glasses has high standards and low prices. Polarized lenses, 100% UVA, UVB protection, and lenses with blue light blocking technology. We leave no stone unturned when it comes to creating the most affordable, high quality, handcrafted eyewear on the market. So you guys can actually enjoy 15% off your purchase by using the promo code GALSONTHEGO15. Once again, use the code GALSONTHEGO15. Just for the record, you guys, I have been wearing my Privé Revo blue light glasses every single day to work. I actually like put them on as soon as I sit down at my desk and I don't take them off at all. I guess I take them off for lunch, but besides that, they stay on my head and I haven't been getting headaches. So I have to tell you, huge fan of these. They're also like super comfy on the face and they look so expensive. So I have a million fantastic things to say about this brand. You guys have to check it out. Once again, you get 15% off when you use the code GALSONTHEGO15. And then also favorite things to do in Boston. Like, I know that that's like a really like loaded question. I feel like there's a lot of different ways you can go with that, but
yeah,
since it is such a major city, like restaurants that you could think of or
I feel like I have so many opinions. I feel like for my freshman year, obviously, like, my interests or new places that I found and stuff have changed. I feel like I used to go to Dry Bar all the time. It's, like, so up, like, Yell's Alley. I feel like now I don't even get blowouts that much. I'm just, like, lazy, kind of. But I would go to Dry Bar all the time. I'm sure they have that in, like, every city. Or just, like, I feel like fun stuff to do that isn't, like, restaurants or shopping. It's just, like, going to the Commons or, like, going to the Charles River or on the Esplanade or just, like, fun, like, scenic places in Boston, which, like, like everybody knows about, or you can like look up, or
there's even so many.
Like BC is like beautiful, like hang out in like the BC area, or like, well, BU's campus is like, all right, whatever, but you can like go play over there. So like there's stuff like that, just like exploring. Actually, there's like so much history in Boston. There's like all these tours you can do.
Yeah,
I remember being little and like coming on like historic tours, and they'd be like Paul Revere and like that whole
in
thing
in the North End.
And, like, like cemeteries and
I really want to do that too.
Yeah,
I need to do an official you, like, North End.
Learn so much. Yeah, the North End's like historic and beautiful. And then also, best Italian restaurants in the North End. I always tell everyone, if you want, like, a real, like, good, like, Italian dinner North End, like, whole experience, like, you'll wait a while on the weekend or whatever, but
do you have a place or just, like, any Italian place there?
My favorite is Giacomo's.
Okay.
So good.
I want to go.
It's, like, cash only, like, so we have to go.
Okay,
I'm
down.
My favorite.
Okay.
And there's a couple other places. Honestly, you, like, can't go wrong in the North End. Like, any Italian restaurant's going to be so good. And then, like, all the restaurants on like Newbury, Boylston, Back Bay, like I feel like you really can't go wrong.
Yep.
Like I've been to like all of them and they're all amazing, and obviously like the tattes and like the little cafes during the day. But like if you find anything on Boylston Street or Newbury Street, like it'll be good and you'll like it. So
okay, cool. I'm definitely gonna hit up some new places.
Yeah,
that's my thing. I need to like start going to more restaurants and stuff, which is something that's
I know I feel like I just always have a sense of like FOMO, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I don't know if FOMO is the right word. Just I feel like I need to like go everywhere and that I'm still missing out, even though I've been here for 4 years. I'm like, oh, I haven't been to this restaurant or like this workout class or, you know, so.
Well, I guess that goes back to like going to college in a city versus a college town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you feel like you were in a city or did you feel like you were constantly, because I feel like Boston's pretty young overall.
Yeah. That's what was so cool is like kind of any like, I mean, bar, like social scene or anywhere you go, there's like college kids everywhere. There's like a million college kids in Boston. So that's what was so cool. And, like, it felt like college campusy, but also city. So, like, kind of both. Like, I loved, like, my favorite part about BU, which I would always say, is that you're, like, literally right in the city.
It's
so nice.
And
can go to, like, SoulCycle or, like, Barry's or Dry Bar or, like, go shopping or everything is, like, so accessible and so close. Or, like, even, like, grocery shopping, like, the littlest things, you know, are, like, across the street. But you also, I mean, there's, like, one patch of grass at BU. There's, like, some college things about it. Like, sorority obviously helps with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that that's, like, I was, I don't know what the heck was wrong with me, but I was so quick to, like, write off cities.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I didn't want to go to New York City because that's, like, super, we're both from New York.
But yeah.
Did you apply, oh, I guess you did rowing, so that kind of, like, made it different.
Limited,
with your,
But and you grew up so close to New York, you're like been there, done that. Like, need
and
to
then
like
I was like,
new.
And then for some reason in my brain, I associated like New York City with all cities, and I was like, no, I don't want to go to college in a city. I want to go to a college town. But now that I'm like I loved my experience at Georgia, like wouldn't trade it for the world. Like so happy I went there. But now that I'm like living in a city, I'm like, damn, like did I not that I messed up, but I'm like, I would have enjoyed it. I think I would have enjoyed it,
yeah, too. Yeah, you still would have enjoyed it. Yeah, I just feel like being in a city is, like, so fun. And I like Boston. I don't know if I would say more than New York. The reason I like Boston is because it's, like, less overwhelming than New York. And, like, cleaner and smaller and more manageable. And in New York, I would just be like, whoa, like, felt like I had to always be doing stuff, like, overstimulating, you know? Like, seriously. There's so much going on.
Yeah. And you feel like you can drive here. I don't know. Like, I feel like I could drive here, which in New York would not even be a question. Like,
yeah,
whoa, no
way. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And the train system here is great. There's just so many pros. It really is a really great city.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah. So I could stay here forever. Love Boston.
Really? We'll talk about that. Okay. So now just generally, like, life post-grad, because we both just graduated in May, right?
Yes.
You graduated in May?
In May.
Oh, my God. Okay. So you talked about it a little bit before with, like, still being here and being a little emo and stuff, but overall, like, how's it been for you?
Good and just different. Like, the weirdest part, like I was saying, my low light is just not being back on campus. I feel like I'm someone that's so, like, I mean, who's really good with change, right? But I feel like I'm just so bad with change and, like, I, like, still feel like I go to BU, even though I don't. Like, it's just hard, like, pushing into the next chapter. Like, all my friends, everybody's like, turn the page, Gretchen, you know? So it's, like, move on. But, no, it's been good. And, like, good just feeling, like, being an adult and being in, like, a nice new apartment that I feel like is really, like, home. And then I'm, like, excited to be there and not, like, somewhere, like, dirty on campus or, like, with people that you don't get along with or, you know what I mean?
So that's kind of, like,
a breath of fresh air, but I feel like I'm still just, like, slowly figuring out, like, my new routine and, like, really what, like, my passions are and, like,
100%.
Just figuring everything out. I feel like everyone in their 20s feels kind of, like, lost, and that's okay. So I'm just, like, being like, it's okay, Gretchen. Like, no one really knows what's going on.
That's
what
the, like,
doing.
Consistent theme, I feel like, of everybody in their 20s.
Everybody
is figuring
freaks
it
out. Like, what am I doing? Like, why am I here? You know, but I just feel like you're where you're supposed to be in the moment, and just everything's going to be okay and work yourself out. So
I love that.
That's what I just fall back on. Everything happens for a reason. It's going to be okay.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. You're so smiling positive. Like, this is, like, insult for me. I love it. My question for you also is, in terms of, like, school, like, being done with school, like, how does that make you feel? Because I know how it makes me feel. So we can
like, really good. I feel like it hasn't hit me, but, like, ever since you're, what, like, 5, you're in school until forever, and it just feels like forever, and I feel like it hasn't even hit me that, like, I'm done, and I'm not gonna, like, be in a classroom again, or, like, be really stressed over a test, or, like, we've worked so hard, like, our whole lives, and, like, here we are, and we're done with school, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, so exciting. I feel like the happiness, or, like, excitement hasn't even, like, hit me. But, I mean, it's so good to be done.
That's, like, the one thing for me. I used to get, like, major, I don't want to use the word anxiety, but, like, stress, I guess, over tests and stuff. And just, the thing with school is that it never ended. Like, you can never shut it off. Even if you were on a break or something, I guess winter break's different, but, like, I remember, like, specific instances of being on Thanksgiving break or something and being, like, stressed about school. I was like, this ain't it. Like,
me too.
Yeah. So that's what I like about post-grad so far. So that's, like, one major thing for me.
I feel, like, less stress in my life, like, school-wise or tests. Like, I just remember senior year being like, I just literally cannot wait for this to be over.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just could not do, like, another semester if I had to, you know? So
I think that I couldn't imagine, like, doing more school right now.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Yeah. I commend people who do, like,
oh my gosh, Mads has been in school forever. He's literally like 24 and, like, still finishing his master's. I'm like, you poor thing.
But he's
almost done
his master's, though, so that's great.
But I don't know how people do it. Like, I really don't.
Hard.
Or, like, people that go and get their doctorates, like, I'm so impressed. I really am.
I think about that all the time. I'm like, there, that level of stress, I can't, it's honestly hard for me to conceptualize. Especially, like, people that are studying or in law school or going to be a doctor, like, they're in their residency program or whatever it is. That's, like, beyond my brain capacity to think about the level of stress.
To everyone like that, I just want to say you're so brave. And I commend you.
It's so impressive.
Yeah.
Because I think about, like, the most stressful day, like, the biggest, like, test I had or whatever. And I was a business major, like, you were too. Like, you know, so we get it. Like, we definitely, it wasn't, like, easy, but it was, I feel like it was nothing compared to, like, what other people
like
are doing.
Or, or, like, big presentations. I'd be like, you know, like, freaking out.
Gosh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been it for me. So you talked a little bit about what your days have been like, but, like, what have your days been like? Like,
oh,
actually.
Okay, guys, we're being real on the podcast. On YouTube, I'm like, I get about, like, 6, do my workout. It really depends. I just feel like I'm someone that's like all over the place and will be like easily like inspired, and I'll be like, yeah, and I'll like get up at 6 and like go to an early workout class and like get after it one day. But then I might be so tired that the next day I sleep till 10:30, and like that's just how it is. So it really like depends on the day.
Yeah.
I am someone that is just so all over the place, and it's, I thrive when I like do have a routine, so it's something that I do need to get into. And I think over the summer I've just been really like lax on myself and being like, oh, it's the summer, like I'll figure it out in the fall. So I'm sure I'll like get into routine. I feel like this sounds like so funny, but getting into routine with like my workouts and like specifically like what types of videos I want to be filming on what days, or you know, planning it out better. Like I feel like you would always be so good at like planning out your weeks or your month or whatever it is. Like I know that's something that helps me so much, is just like finding the discipline to get to that point. So
you have discipline though, because you are so regimented, I feel like, when it comes to like the workouts and stuff. So you definitely do have discipline. And obviously like I growing your YouTube channel and everything like that you do.
To other aspects of my life.
Yeah.
I feel like working out is something that's so easy for me to just get behind, or be like, oh yeah, I'll just like go to a yoga class even though I already worked out, or because it's like, I know that I'll always feel better after. I forget who told me that. They were like, you will never leave a workout feeling like worse than you did before. Oh, like you're always going to leave a workout feeling better. So especially if I'm like sad or like feel weird, I'm like, okay, I'll just go work out and I'll feel like, great, you know? So
it helps with like endorphins. I feel like working out is like such a huge part of your lifestyle. Like that's like part of your identity.
Yeah, no, it really is. That's why, I mean, I feel like with the ACL, it was so hard. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to work out again. But I was fine, so.
That, I feel like you bounced back from that really strong.
Oh, yeah. No, I was getting like hate on YouTube. People were like, you didn't even get surgery. Like, people were like, we don't believe you. I'm like, do you want to go like talk to my surgeon or like look at the scars?
So crazy,
I just, I had like such an easy recovery. I feel like, I just, I mean,
I'm literally looking at the scar right now. Like,
yeah.
I see it.
I just like was, just always took physical therapy so seriously and was really strong going into surgery, which made it easier to be strong out of surgery. And just like bounced back so really crazy. Quickly. So
I honestly, this is going to sound so dumb of me to say, but I never really realized like how big of a deal like the ACL surgery was, because I'm not an athlete myself. Yeah. So like, I just never really thought about it. And after like seeing you go through it and like just learning more about it, like that is a huge thing.
I feel like all my friends especially were like, oh yeah, we always like forget that you did that or whatever. Like 2 weeks later you were like going out with us. And, like, no, I would like rip
with
off
the brace
and like put on my booties and like hope that I wouldn't fall. Like it was so bad. Like I did stuff kind of too early, but like 4 weeks after my surgery I was like pedaling around on like a SoulCycle bike.
Yeah, that was impressive. And I remember,
I don't know if I would like do it again. Like I probably progress myself too soon sometimes, but I just like felt like a lot of it was mental too. Like I'm like, I know I can do it. I know people are gonna be mad at me for saying that, but it was just like mentally just being positive and being like, it's gonna be okay, I'm gonna be better, like that kind of thing. I feel like I always had under control and like a good grasp on like mentally being okay about it. So then the physical catches up and now I'm good. So.
And you know your body ultimately, like, I'm not going to say like better than doctors and stuff, I guess, but like, you know your body.
Like I knew what I could handle. Like I knew like my first class, I was not going to get up on the bike. Like I literally sat the entire time and held and did my whole thing, and that was fine. And so I just took it at my own pace, and here we are like 6 months later. And
what's the like rest of the recovery?
So typically when you tear your ACL, they say it's like a 6 to 9 month like recovery, but your ACL isn't fully healed for like 2 years. Like it's like, so I still am not cleared to like go play tennis or like do like anything crazy. So it's kind of like the twisting or like pivoting. Yeah. Tennis isn't like a crazy, like intense sport, obviously, but it's kind of like the motion of your knee or or like
bouncing
soccer, lacrosse or something, like really like pivoting and twisting of your knee wouldn't be good. But other than that, I mean, I'm not like dying to go play soccer or something.
I feel like you do a good range of like workout classes and stuff like that. I feel like you're in it right now.
And I know like when my knee bothers me and, you know, what exercises help it and whatever.
Yeah,
100%. So I feel like I just have to be like proactive about it. But, and that's definitely like taught me discipline too. So
you have, I'm telling you, you definitely have discipline. Yeah. Like, yeah, you're good. I mean, there's no way, like, you can be, like, this, like, successful and, like, have... No, you know what I mean? Also, I'm such a firm believer that you don't need to be, like, psycho, like, 5 a.m. rituals and, like, meditation and, like, following that to, like, be productive and, like, successful. You know what I mean? Because I know plenty of people that have done it without that.
Yeah.
And for some people, they like that comfort, and some people that, like, stresses them out more to add that to their life. So, like, do what works for you.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, that's like how I feel about it. I'm interrupting this episode to talk to you guys about LaCroix. I know we've worked with LaCroix before on the show, and we are so excited to have them as a partner. LaCroix was developed to give health-conscious consumers refreshment, flavor, and sparkle with an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. LaCroix Sparkling Water is a calorie, sweetener, and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. It's a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. It's available nationwide, you guys. I personally love talking about LaCroix because it's everything that my coworkers drink at the office. We have like a supply of it in the fridge, and I'm telling you, it's like what all the cool kids are drinking. It gives your day, like it spices up the day a little bit, because you know, when you're sipping water all day, like of course it's super great to stay hydrated, but this kind of does something that's different, and it gives you a little bit of a different taste and provides that sweetness without being too sweet, which is something that I really look for in a beverage. Like, I don't want to be sitting here drinking like straight sugar, and this actually has zero sugar in it. So obviously that's something that we like. They have 15 flavors. The new flavor is hibiscus. You guys should really try that one. And LaCroix sparkling waters are gluten-free, vegan, kosher, non-GMO, Whole30 approved, and environmentally friendly because their cans are perpetually sustainable and recyclable. So that's really cool. So I love LaCroix. We love LaCroix. Gals on the go. You got to check out LaCroix. So for more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water, or check them out at www.lacroixwater.com. Now back to the episode. Okay, so now we'll talk about YouTube because I feel like that has to do a lot with like post-grad. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the questions were like, like, what are you doing?
Like, yeah, everyone's like, what do you do for
I think it's just like funny though, because you vlog, so you're showing what you're doing, but I think people are ultimately like, okay, but like, what else are you doing? Yeah. But it's like, you're doing it.
Like, yeah, because I feel like it's so funny, because I feel like a vlog will like capture my whole day, but essentially it's like I might film for like 30 minutes.
Yes.
So it goes on for the other like 10 hours that I'm exactly. awake or whatever. So that's a good question. I feel like I really obviously try to keep up with like my family, and I'm always going to be talking to like yep. my mom or Lucy throughout the day. So that's like a good part of the day. and then obviously like working out is always in there because I make that a priority. And then obviously it's like YouTube and Instagram and stuff. And I feel like I always, even if it's not like the week or the month planned out, I'll be like, okay, tomorrow, like I knew today that I wanted to like, this sounds funny, but like get a picture of my tattoos and be able yeah. to like post a picture on Instagram after I posted my video about uh-huh. the tattoos, because I knew I was going to do that today.
Yep.
And then I knew I was filming a video today with like a certain brand, and I knew like the concept that I wanted to do with it. So I feel like it's always kind of planning out like what videos I want to do and like how I'm going to do it and what is going to be like involved in doing that, if that makes sense.
No, 100%.
But yeah, I feel like I'll just brainstorm here and there. I'll be like, ooh, like I'm really excited about this video. And like I thought of this idea and I want to do this and I'm going to do it like this week. And so it's kind of just like planning.
Yep.
And then just filming my videos, taking the Instagram pictures.
Doing the content.
Going out to eat way too much, which is bad. Sometimes grocery shopping.
I feel like yeah. you've been also living it up with Max, obviously, yeah. while you're still yeah. like physically
together. And I mean
together.
Like spending so much time with him since especially this summer. His family likes to be like, you did nothing this summer, but yeah, he like works out, skates, plays the Fortnite.
And he's still in school, right?
Or yeah, he's done? So yeah, so this summer he was taking summer classes, and then he has one more class that he's finishing in the fall, and then he'll be done with his master's. But so yeah, I feel like this summer especially has just been super like lax, like I said, yep. easygoing, and just like spending time with mm-hmm. him, which I knew I was okay with because he'd be leaving in the fall, and I'm sure I'll be even more like focused on like myself and YouTube, maybe podcast, Instagram, everything in the fall, because I'll have like that much more time. And mm-hmm. like we were saying, like I feel like it's hard for me to sit down and be like, okay, Gretchen, relax, like don't go on your phone, like watch Brooke's YouTube video and just like anything else, or you know what I mean, like do something to like de-stress. But I feel like honestly, having a boyfriend like helps me so much with that, or like being with friends or something that are doing something relaxing, because I'm like, oh, I'm like spending time with them, as funny as that sounds. But
you're forced yeah. to like, so you're still socializing, but you're like doing a more calm activity.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. yeah. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I completely agree with all the YouTube stuff. I think that like goes back to the whole thing with like people don't realize how much, like they only see, you know, the snippets of your vlog, and they're like, it's yeah. so easy, just pick up the camera yeah. and vlog. And
oh,
it's
no,
like
it takes
so much goes into it.
Like if I'm doing like trying on clothes for me trying on the clothes can take 2 hours.
100%.
It just depends on like how many clothes and like maybe I didn't like the lighting or like maybe, you know what I mean?
Or you didn't like the way your body looks, so then you have to go back and like refilm it or something like that. Yeah. That's like my thing.
So it does take a lot of time.
But it definitely does.
Yeah.
And then, or like if you film a video, I mean, I do this all the time. I film it, I hate the way it turns out.
Yeah.
Gotta redo the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely been videos that I filmed that I'm like, okay, this is like a crap video. I'm not gonna post this for people to be like, what is this? So then
like two clips combined and you're like, vlog. And it's like
literally.
Yeah, I've had that happen too. So I definitely agree with that, there's like a lot. So I guess, I mean, I hate asking this question because, like, I don't know what I want to do. So, like, I think it's, like, I'm prefacing it with, like, that's okay if you don't have an answer to this.
Yeah.
But if you could see it, like, not really long term, but, like, year, 2 years out. Like, I know you mentioned the podcast. Is there any other, like, I don't want to say, like, project, but, like, travels or, like, anything in mind that you want to, like, accomplish with it?
Yeah. That's a good question.
I know I hate that question because I don't know how I would answer
it. Yeah,
so.
I feel like now that I'm post-grad and have all this time, which is really just like an opportunity, you know?
That's the word.
And like know that I love like connecting with people and just like giving advice. And honestly, I just like love the people that I meet. And like, I feel like that's my favorite part about YouTube is being able to like give advice and help others. And just like the impact I have on people is just like my favorite part.
Yep.
And so I feel like YouTube, Instagram, starting a podcast, but also like we were saying, like fitness is something that I'm like so into and almost more like mentally what it does for you than physically.
Yep.
Like I don't even have like specific goals like, ooh, I want bigger biceps or like, you know, I don't really, not that I don't care about my body. I care about the way I look like everybody else does, but I just feel like mentally it just helps you so much. So I feel like I could see myself doing something with like workout little sets or like,
oh my god,
because I like live in like matching sets that I go to SoulCycle in,
yeah,
work out in or whatever. So I feel like maybe one day that could be on the horizon.
I love that.
Like a blog or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if like the whole writing thing is for me. I think people like write on their blogs like little like snippets. I don't know, but maybe we'll see. So.
You need to listen to Skinny Confidential podcast because she talks really all do. That. Like she's like a blogger, so like I feel like I learn a lot of like tips and stuff about that. Or I don't know, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, so fitness you were talking about, which I know a lot of people, it's gonna like pique a lot of people's interest, like talking about fitness. And since you are like a gal on the go, do you have any like go-to like quick meals or easy snack ideas or like go-to foods, I guess? Because I feel like you live your life like pretty like on the go. Like you're not sitting there like chefing up for like 2 hours. Yeah. Unless you are, I don't know. Like,
oh my gosh, like, no.
Yeah.
That's so funny because I literally was talking to Max today about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, we eat out so much. But I'm like, you know what? When you like leave and it's just me here, I'm sure I'll get in a way better routine of just like what I eat every day being really like similar or just really basic stuff. And I feel like my go-to is always just like oatmeal, peanut butter, banana, or I'll do just avocado toast and eggs. And I feel like that's so what great. I eat like 50% of the time or just like variations of stuff like that.
Yep.
And then like Sweetgreen, Chipotle, like eating out. I don't know if that's like the best thing, but
I feel like it's easy to I mean, I'm no health expert, so I shouldn't even be saying this, but like it's easy to like modify those type of places to be healthy though. Healthier than like, I still love McDonald's. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I will. Like if I could go to McDonald's every day, I would like, but my body would like reject me. But it's easier to like opt for the healthier alternatives there.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like instead of eating Chipotle every day, like I eat it like maybe a couple times a week.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Just moderation. Hello.
Yeah. Do you have... Oh, I know we love RX bars. Like, do you have any snacks or anything that you like when you're, like, on the go?
So I feel like before I go to SoulCycle, I like going in the morning to get it, like, out of the way, get my day started. I always have to eat either, like, a banana or half a banana if I'm not that hungry, or, like, RX bar.
Okay.
Half an RX bar. I feel like that's my go-to. Or, like, any bar. Like, what are the ones that Max likes, you know, those peanut, the kind ones, the peanut ones, the chocolate chips. Yeah. So like really,
so you're not really
bar,
too picky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like whatever bar is like in my pantry, I'll probably eat it. So I'm so not picky. Like
no,
I'll
I feel
eat
you.
What you put in front of me.
I
so.
Love the Power Crunch bars. They taste like candy to me.
I don't know if I've had them.
They're so good. I have them in my cabinet. I can show you.
Ooh,
them,
like, okay.
Or give me one. Influencing.
Yeah.
And then workouts. I know we talked about like how you like Soul. I know you've been into yoga recently.
Yeah. Yeah, so I, like, right after I quit rowing after my freshman year, like, my sophomore year, I got so into yoga. I would go, like, every day. There was a core power, like, right on campus. And I was going to do, like, teacher training because I went for, like, almost a year and was so obsessed and got really close with, like, instructors, whatever. And it ended up being the same week as recruitment for, like, sororities. And I was like, okay, whatever. I just did, like, sorority recruitment. Literally forgot about yoga. Like, didn't go, like, junior,
you just
senior
get busy.
Year, really.
Yeah.
And I just, like, didn't do it and was just going to, like, SoulCycle all the time. And now there's, like, another studio, like, right near me. And I just feel like it's so good for me mentally and physically. Like, because I feel like it's such a different type of workout. Like, just feeling so, like, limber and loose and stretched out.
I love that.
It's so good to supplement with, like, strength training or, like, cardio and stuff because it just, like, feels really good. Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah. But I feel like I just, like, honestly, all types of workouts, I never know, like, how much I should be doing of each. Like, I always feel like, oh my gosh, if I'm, like, doing yoga and strength training and, like, SoulCycle, what about running? Or, like, do I need to find a good balance of all of them?
I feel like it's whatever makes you the happiest. Isn't that the whole concept of working out? It's supposed to be, like, what you enjoy, not what you feel like is a job. Like,
I feel like I kind of just love it all. Maybe running the least. When I'm, like, get good at running and, like, get into it, then it's fun. So
when you have, like, good endurance and stuff like that. Yeah. Could you even run right now with the
So I started running, like, 4 months post-op. Like, the earliest you can is 3 months, but we weren't, like, pushing it. I'm, like, I'm not, like, trying to be, like, a track star. Like, so, I started with, like, little 10-minute jogs or whatever. But, yeah, and I could probably go for, like, a 30, 40-minute run and be, like, fine.
Wow. That's really impressive.
Yeah.
But you're really in shape.
I don't really choose to, but, like, I could.
I remember, like, your vlogs when you were, like, I don't even remember if that was, like, freshman, sophomore year when you would go for runs and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I was,
That like, you'd be, like, I just made, like, peanut butter and banana or whatever you were doing, and then you'd, like, go for a run. That was so cute.
Like, Lucy and me would just run for 2 hours. We
That's
would
so
just
wild.
Go.
And, you remember the like, monitor and stuff? Like, you guys were, like, really into it.
Polar watches. Yeah. I feel like most of that was from rowing, because they're, like, where are your heart rate monitors, blah, blah, blah. Or we, like, couldn't row or couldn't, or because certain parts of us were injured, but we could run. So we would just go run for, like, 13 miles, like,
casual,
every
me
day.
Too.
Like, we would just do, like, laps around the Charles. Like, I don't even.
Psycho.
Yeah, I don't know how I did it, but I had, like, terrible shin splints. It was definitely, like, too much, but it was, like, fun being in that good of running shape, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So.
And it's beautiful around there, so that's a pro.
Yeah.
It's so nice around there. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we'll talk about our favorite guy in the go. Max.
Did people ask questions?
Yeah, they did. They asked a lot of questions about him. So a lot of people obviously know you and, like, how you met and stuff, but, like, super, like, you could just do, like, a very quick story about, like, how you met, like, when you met.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
And just to introduce, because
Max is gonna be so excited when he hears this, because he is, like, your biggest fan.
I love Max.
He is, like, obsessed with Brooke. Stop. Like, Brooke is literally his favorite person. Like, I think this weekend at the wedding, he was telling his sister Chase, he was like, oh my god, Chasey, like, you would love Brooke. Like, she he just loves you. So
he's such an angel.
Yeah,
oh my gosh. You guys are both my favorite couple.
Literally, like, it's so funny how we met. I always say, like, long story short, Arlen. That's just, like, the short answer.
Yeah. They could go to your YouTube channel to watch their full
video. Yeah, just through, like, a mutual friend. Yeah, I have a video called How We Met. Then I have another one, like, our first date, which was, like, a royal shit show, obviously. But here we are today. So,
it worked out.
Yeah, the How We Met is, like, really funny. But basically through Arlen, just because they're both from the Cape, and I knew Arlen from BU. So, yeah.
Magic.
Yeah.
Love that. And then it worked out. So a lot of people were, like, asking about, like, obviously you guys are serious and, like, he's moving away and stuff like that. So how did you, well, I think these are interesting too, because, like, I've never been in a serious relationship, so I, like, feel, like, scenty when I ask questions like this.
Yeah.
Like, how did you know that he was, like, it? Like, when it got serious, or, like, when you knew, like, you really liked him? Like, do you have a point that came up?
Oh my gosh, I feel like, I don't know if it was a specific point, it's just, like, how different he is from, like, every other boy that I've ever, like, known or been with or anything. Like, it was to the point that in the beginning I was, like, scared of him. Like, I was like, why are you so nice to me? Like, why are you Snapchatting me, like, asking me how my day was? Like, I was, like, genuinely, like, confused, which is so sad, but I just feel like I was used to, like, how guys can be in college.
No, and,
like,
this is rare. Like, asking how your day is, like, rare. Yes. I feel that.
I was like, why do you want to know? Like, is there some, like, ulterior motive here? Like, you know, like, it's so
sad. Are you,
sad.
Like, girls have building to, like, a case against you?
Yeah, like, why do girls have to question when guys are being good guys? No, but
I know.
I mean, time and time again, he's just shown me he's, like, the best
That's
in every
so
way.
Sweet.
And he's just so, like, mature. I feel like a part of that, too, is, like, every guy before I've been with hasn't been older than me, and he's, like, a good, like, 2, almost 3 years older than me. So I feel like that helps a lot. He's just, like, lived more life and is just more like mature yeah. in that sense. And I'm actually his first girlfriend.
Which oh my is God. So funny. Wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So,
wait, so he started dating like late too. That gives me hope.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. He never had a girlfriend before. And I was like worried about that. I'm like, red flag. Why have you never had a girlfriend?
I'm not
like,
a boyfriend.
What?
But I guess
no, but
no, I
get
think
it's a good thing because he was like, just no other girl fell like right. Like, I just,
yep.
Like, nothing was like.
I feel like he's not the type, not that. And I'm not shading anybody who does, like, quote, settle, but he does. Yeah. He seems like he was waiting, you know?
Yeah, he was like, I just never, I don't know, like, thought about it, or, like, no girl seemed like it was right for me to, like, date them or whatever. And not that I was, like, looking for a girlfriend when I found you, but I just, like, knew. So, yeah.
That's so sweet.
He's just the sweetest. Aww. And just, like, so caring and, like, about everything. I don't even know, like, how to describe it, but.
It seems like you guys really are, like, the perfect pair in that sense where you really, like.
Yeah.
Because you are such a good, like, genuinely, like, deeply caring about someone person.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like from what I see of him, like, obviously I don't know him the way I know you, but it seems like you guys really.
He's so caring. And I just feel like it's honestly the little things, like, how much he, like, loves my friends. Like, he's obsessed with you.
I love that.
Like, my roommate best friend,
yes.
Taylor. He's so close with Taylor. Like, he got me, like, for his new team, the Reading Royals that he's playing for, he, like, got me a Reading Royals t-shirt, but he got two of them and gave one to Taylor, and she, like, cried. You know what I mean?
That's so thoughtful.
Like, he's just so, so thoughtful, so caring. Like, I'll, like, have a bad, like, day and cry, and he'll, like, give me, like, flowers and, like, a note, and I'm like, I don't deserve you, you know?
Such an angel.
Yeah. I mean, our first date, the shit show, long story short, I had strep throat and was, like, the weirdest first date because I was sick and I didn't realize and I like wasn't speaking and I was like, I just don't want to be here type of thing. And he went to urgent care with me. Like, the sweetest little nugget.
He's the best.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
That's so on brand for him. Though. Yeah. He's such a good person.
I love that. Literally.
Okay. So this is actually a really interesting question because he is an athlete and like athlete culture, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Like, what's it like dating an athlete? Although I feel like Max is different, so.
Yeah. I feel like, you guys, I'm sorry that I took him out of, like, the single pool of boys because he's one of a kind. I just really feel like, I mean, athletes, especially in college and just college boys in general, are just so, like.
Horrible.
To
put it simply.
They really are. And I'm sure some, like, this doesn't apply to all, it doesn't apply to Max. Like, some, I'm sure, like, may want a girlfriend or are, like, nice, sweet people, but most of them just want to be, like, one of the boys and just hang out with the boys and do their thing and, like, go out and get
drunk. Hang out with you when it's convenient.
Yes, do their thing and not actually really care or, like, try to form a relationship with you kind of thing. So I feel like most do suck from what I've learned at BU, and that's why I was like, this one's broken. Like, why is Max different? But he was really
he's
the
defective.
Best one. I was like, why is this one sweet to
return
me?
Return him.
Something's wrong.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
No, it's actually nice when you meet people that are like genuinely like boys that are genuinely like curious in your life and like caring and stuff versus ones that are just like, you can just tell that they have like one motive, you know what I mean? I don't know. I think that that's another thing that comes with age is like realizing authenticity in people and like why they're coming into your life or like what kind of reason. I don't know.
I feel like a lot of it is like maturity. Like, I'm sure all the jocks in college that suck and like play football at UGA or you know what I mean? Whatever it is, will grow up in a couple years and be like, oh, I could have a girlfriend and like settle down and be like a good guy. But in college, you're just like, woo,
and
Tito's.
It's so easy.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. So,
and I think for athlete culture, I'm not like justifying it, but I think it is like, you know, they're not that they're idolized, but like obviously
they
if you're
are.
Playing on a major
no,
sports team
are.
At a huge school or like you are like the man on campus, like that's, you're gonna be gassed up. Like,
yes. No, it completely gets to their heads. Like, I love you, BU hockey boys, if any of you hear this, because I know all of you. But I mean, it has to. They're like the gods on campus and they know it. And so I'm sure that's a part of it too.
Yeah.
They're like, woo, I'm God's
the
gift.
Ego.
Like,
I can't even imagine it. And guys, I feel like already naturally have like higher, like bigger egos than girls. So I can't even, that's probably like.
Yeah. They're like, I play sport in college. I'm the shit. Yeah. Like,
exactly.
Relax.
Literally. Yeah. So, okay. So this is, I know like about his situation, like him moving and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you said you're going to visit a lot, but like, I don't mean to like bring it up because I know you said you're preparing yourself for it.
It's good. So he literally moves at the end of September, and
so wild.
I feel like I like cry all the time. I'm like, this is gonna be so hard. Like, I've been in a long distance relationship before. Yeah. Like, I know that it's gonna be hard. I'm like, you don't know because you haven't been in one, but I'm telling you, it's gonna, like, you're not gonna like it. It's not gonna be fun. I just feel so lucky and like so blessed that I have such like a flexible job that I'm doing, and I'm like, babe, I could literally see myself like sad one night on FaceTime and being like, oh, booking my flight in the morning. Exactly. See you tomorrow. So I feel like we'll just visit each other all the time. Actually, me visit him, yeah, because they're just so busy. Like, with any, even though it's like minor league professional hockey, they are just so busy. Like, they have practice every day. They have games like every day. Yep. Like, they have like one day off, like once in a while. So
it would be very hard for him to travel. Slash, he probably needs a rest day as like a genuine rest day, and not like a hop on a flight. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he has like breaks here and there. He might have like a day off for Christmas. I don't really know.
A whole day. Thank gosh.
A whole day. Yeah. It's crazy. But, and I'm sure like he'll have games like across like the Northeast. Like, we'll go to his games. It'll be fun.
I want to come. I want to meet all of his new hockey friends.
Yeah. Oh, hello, bro.
I'm not prepared to be in a long distance relationship at this point, though. Yes. That would be hard. Starting a relationship long distance seems like it would be incredibly difficult.
Oh, yeah. And I know people like comment on my videos. They're like, oh, met my boyfriend. A week later, we moved like 2,000 miles away. And now we've been married for like 10 years. I'm like, what? But it seems, I mean, that's got to be so hard.
Yeah, that's got to be hard.
Yeah.
And like the whole like military boyfriend thing, like that's got to be so hard. I can't even imagine.
I know people do it. So.
Uh-huh.
And like Lucy was long distance with her for like almost 2 years, like a 6-hour time difference. Oh, and look, she just moved in with him yesterday in Ireland. So, there are happy endings. And I know for us, it's like there's like a start and an end. Like, I'm like, I know after the season is done, I'm just never going to be long distance with you ever again if we make it to that point, because it's just not something that's fun or that I want to deal with. And by that point, we'll be older.
And I feel like you guys are like, you obviously know that you're both like in it at this point, like like it's serious.
Yeah,
so
we always like laugh. I just think it's so funny that like we're so serious, and I think I can speak for both of us, but we're so serious. Like, we always talk about like marriage and babies and like our house, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we always talk about really serious stuff, and we're like, we have not even been dating 11 months. Like, we have been dating for 10 months. It is crazy, but
that's where like timeline doesn't, I mean, from an outsider point of view, though, it's like, it's so evident.
Yeah.
How close you got versus, I know some couples that I'm like, you've been together for 10 months or whatever it may be, and I'm like, you don't act like it.
Yeah.
So,
or when you know, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Or their relationship is just progressing at like a slower pace, I guess. Like, you guys just like clicked immediately. Like, you got like,
yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was so good. I guess we'll end this on like a positive note, just because I feel like you are such a positive gal. Always to Danielle and I. Like, what do you do? I mean, I know it's not like 5 ways to be happy. Like, it doesn't have to be that way, but just how do you stay so positive?
I feel like people always ask me that. I feel like innately that's just like who I am. Like, I've always been that way. And I just never realized, literally, until I started YouTube, and people would be like, why are you so happy all the time? And I'd be like, what do you mean? Like, you're not like that? Like, I'm confused. Uh-huh. But,
and you're like faking it for the vlogs. Sorry to interrupt you, but that's the thing. You are literally the same. It's not like you're vlogging, then you're like, put it down, and you're like, oh, look, I'm having a bad day.
Yeah.
Like, cause I genuinely know some YouTubers that are like that, and it's so fake.
I know. Me too. And it's weird when you meet them in person, you're like, whoa, you're so different. And I appreciate you saying that, because I feel like I just love when people say I'm the same as I am in my videos as I am in real life. I mean, everybody I feel like says that when I meet them. They're like, oh, you're legit the same. Like, we're friends already. But, no, I just feel like I've always been so positive, and I'm always like, whenever I get really down, I'm like okay where I am right now. Like, everybody has their own timeline. Like, I don't need to be like, oh my gosh, Aspen and Parker like just had their first baby and they like built their second house and they like had this company. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not gonna compare myself to that. I'm a completely different person in a different place of my life. Like, it's fine and everything's okay. And so when I get really stressed out about stuff like that, I feel like everyone post grad or even in college is like, what am I doing? Am I in the right place right now? Am I surrounded by the right friends and the right environment and the right relationship? Everyone like worries about that type of stuff, and I'm like, I'm just like doing the best I can, you know? So I always try to like think it like that. And I know people will hate this, but I'm always like, everything happens for a reason. Everything's going to be okay. Like, I always tell Lucy, like, she'll call me freaking out, stressed, and I'm like, let's just tackle like one thing at a time. And like, everything has a way of working itself out. My dad would always say that. He'd be like, everything has a way of working itself out. But, like, just like do the best you can, and like, solutions will come. Like, don't worry too much. So I feel like I always just try to see things in, like, a really positive way. Or I've always been, like, if something, like, upsetting happens, I just try to think of why I'm thankful for it, which is really weird. Like, I struggled so much with lightweight rowing, and I'd be like, I'm thankful that this situation, like, taught me so much, and it taught me, like, that I can't be treated a certain way by certain people, or that I, you know, should respect myself enough to not be, like, in this situation or be, like, in these relationships with these people. I just always try to think of, like, what things have taught me, and, yeah.
That's very healthy way of thinking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, or if I just had something, like a bad experience with someone, or you're not friends with someone anymore or whatever, and I'm like, wow, this taught me that, like, I should be better with this, or I don't know.
I like that. Yeah. Taking, instead of, like, spiting things in the past and being like, oh, like, for example, for you, like, I don't know if you feel this way, like, oh, I absolutely hated lightweight rowing, or, like, I could, like, look back and be like, I had a rough year. My first semester of sophomore year was not the best at all, like, probably, like a very genuinely unhappy time for me. Mm-hmm. But instead of looking back being like, I hated that time, like, looking at it with the lens of, like,
it taught you so
it
much.
Prompted me to have the best year ever junior year or something like that. Yeah, that's actually really smart.
Like, I talked about it in my, like, college experience video, but I was like, at the end of freshman year, I was miserable. Like, I wanted to transfer.
I remember you telling me that. Do you remember?
Miserable. Like, I was a bio major. I was in a relationship where I was like, what am I doing? Wait, he's, like, not even really that nice to me. And, like, I also hate rowing, and it's a really bad thing. So I was just, like, and I switched everything, which was such a big time of change. But I was like, wow, like, I don't regret any of that because it taught me so much. And it, like, taught me that a boy should treat me better, like Max does. And it taught me that, like, it's okay if I weigh over 130 pounds and I'm still, really? Like, beautiful, not to be, like, too deep, but, like, I don't need to be, you know, like, this tiny little stick figure. And it taught me that, like, while I loved biology before, my real passion was business. So, like, everything, like, pushes you in the right
completely
direction kind
agree.
Of thing. Yeah.
I really like. Yeah. That's very thoughtful. You did make a big change. I remember when we were in New York together and you were, like, because you were asking me questions about Georgia and you were like, oh, like, I really, like, I'm interested in, like, you were interested in, like, not in transferring per se to a Southern school, but, like, you were like,
yeah,
I wish I looked more at other schools,
yeah.
I guess.
Oh,
that's
I
kind
did.
Of the lens. Yeah.
I so wish I looked at more schools. But then at the same time, like, I don't regret coming to BU because I had the best time and I met the best friends.
I think that you were just in the wrong circumstance at BU.
Yeah.
Because then it all worked itself out clearly.
Yeah.
Very clearly.
Exactly.
This is a really fun city, so I'm happy to be here. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Okay, we've been recording. How long do you think we've been recording for?
Oh my gosh. Like, over an hour.
Yeah, this was an hour and 9 minutes, but
oh,
it was so good.
Goodness.
I didn't want to stop. We're getting on conversation.
Yeah, we can just keep this rolling.
I know. This is why you need a podcast.
I know. I could talk all day.
Well, it's coming. Like, right? So it's in the works. So I guess plug, I mean, you already introduced yourself, but, like, everything that you do, like, social media, like, you could say your accounts.
Okay. So you guys should definitely follow my Instagram, which is Gretchen Garrity, which I know is, like, hard to spell. Maybe I'll just spell it out for you.
Yeah, do it.
Gretchen, and then Gregghty. I know that's confusing.
Yep.
But that's just my Instagram, Gretchen Garrity, and then my YouTube is also just Gretchen Garrity. I think those are the only ones that matter. I think I have a Twitter. I don't think I've posted on there in, like, 80 years, so.
Those are the two that you use, you're focused.
Yeah.
That's so funny, because I feel like your last name isn't as confusing as mine, but it's still, like, I guess a little tricky, but hard last names, man.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I can't wait for it to be Will. That'll be easier to spell.
Yeah, that's nice. Damn, I need to marry someone with, like, a very basic last name.
Yeah, you need, like, Smith.
Yeah. I could do better. Like, a little more unique than that. We could do, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
Last name I could see with. I'll start pulling some options and finding some boys with some good last names.
Oh, my gosh.
Name.
It's just so hard because I've only been hanging out with we're still recording this. This is going in the podcast. I've only been hanging out with people from work.
Yeah.
And I think this is adulthood. It's like, you're with people from work all day, but then it's like you socialize with people from work, and then it's like,
but you don't want to date the people from work.
Exactly.
I remember
so
you
it's
saying
a,
that
it's
on the podcast.
A, yes, because then if things go
weird.
Awkward, you have to see them every day. That's
so
horrible.
Weird. Horrible. That would be bad. Terrible.
And then you're like working on the same like team or whatever it is. Like you have to be together in a professional environment. Like
tension.
And,
yeah, don't want that.
It's hard.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm glad we got to do this. This is literally 10 o'clock on a school night. It's not a school night. It feels like a school night to me, though. That's
no,
the thing.
It really is.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening. Love you so much. And subscribe if you're new. Oh, I guess you could follow me. I'm at Brooke Michio. And follow Danielle at Danielle Carolyn. All the info of all of our sponsors and stuff you can find in the details of this episode. And we'll talk to you guys next Wednesday.
Bye.
60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in about a minute? Get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.